Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, guys. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. It's Free For All Friday. Guys, we're going to talk about whatever you want to talk about. There's some things that I want to talk about, but we're going to talk about basically what you want to talk about. That number to call in is 646-716-7106. Got some new places that are picking up the show that has been showing the show a little bit of love. So we're going to introduce them at the half hour. That number again is 646-716-7106. On today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about why it's so hard to attain the dreams that you have set in front of you and what to do to get out of that rut when you feel like you can attain those dreams. And, you know, I want to know, is there something that we're not doing right that has stopped us from attaining those dreams? Are we with people that are not helping us? Are we in toxic relationships? And I'm not meaning love relationships. I'm meaning with friends or, you know, family. Are those relationships toxic? Are those relationships helping you or are they hurting you? Number to call, 646-716-7106. Also, I pose this question, and I want you to think about it before you guys start hitting me up in the chat room and this, that, and other. I want you to think about it. Are you happy? Are you happy? I mean, are you really happy? They're really happy. And I'm not saying happy with in a relationship. I mean, are you just generally happy? Are you generally really happy? And if not, why not? Plus, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in our community. As always, we need to find some solutions to the problems that are plaguing our community. And, you know, I've had a very eventful day today, guys, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. And, you know, I don't get it. I don't understand people sometimes. But, you know, it is what it is. We have to deal with it, and we have to go on and live to fight another day, as they shall say, or as if they have said, that is, we got to live to fight another day, you know. But when do you tired of fighting? 646-716-7106. Guys, talk to me right here, right now. You definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
My hands so full of
was strong, a man afraid of nothing. I had the world inside my hands, that's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you,
what's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, aka the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call 716-716. I'm sorry, 716-7106. That number again is 646-716-7106. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about, in the opening, about what are some of the things that we want to talk about on today's show. Let me get this out. First of all, I want to send my condolences to the Sadler family in Gastonia, North Carolina. Gastonia definitely lost a true legend and pioneer and fighter for education in Dr. Ed Sadler's passing. So our thoughts and prayers are with the Sadler family. And it just puts things in perspective. You know, sometimes you gotta celebrate those individuals that has made a difference or is trying to make a difference in your community while they're here. Dr. Sadler was very instrumental in the progression of Gaston County schools, that is, the diverse atmosphere within Gaston County schools and in the urban community. It was good to see someone that looked like you that was in control or had some authority to make some things happen on the educational level. Now, in saying that, you know, I really didn't want to go into this on today's show, but, you know, let's go into it. We need to really try and understand what's going on within our school system. The community, the urban community, all communities really need to pay attention to what's going on within our education system. You demand nothing but the best for your children. So what I'm saying is there has to be a bigger turnout when it comes to parent-teacher conferences. You have to ask questions. You have to, you as a parent, you have to want to know that your child is getting the very best education that they can receive. And I'm going to be honest, sometimes I don't think that's the case of a child in the school system that you don't feel is bringing what it needs to bring your child to their fullest potential of success. Then you need to speak up. I really didn't want to get into how my day went, but no, let's save that for another show. We'll save that for next week's show because I got some heavy hitters coming on the show next week, and we're going to talk about those things. 646-716-7106. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, why it's so hard to attain your dreams. You know, a lot of people set goals, and sometimes it's just really hard to get where you're trying to get. Now, one thing I have learned to understand is that everything is not an external factor. Every problem is not external. Sometimes we got to look at ourselves. Sometimes we got to see what we are doing wrong as a person and attempt to try to rectify those wrongs. The worst thing that can happen is someone who doesn't really understand that they are their biggest enemy. It's hard to get through to those people. It's also hard to get through to those that feel like they know everything. And for the life of me, stop thinking that man is going to fix everything. You know, I used to sit and listen to people like Steve Harvey and people that were on the air that always say that they have to or they had to give it to God before they could understand anything. Now, I believe in God just like everybody else. But I used to say to myself, putting a religious tag on this, because it's easy for you to say, I gave it to God and God just got me through it when you have millions and millions of dollars, when you don't have a care in the world that the poor man has. I ain't going to say a care in the world, but the same cares that a poor man or woman might have. It's easy to say that, though, isn't it? Because all of these people who are saying, give it to God, give it to God, I've never heard them say this before they were famous. I don't know, just a thought. But I do believe that your foundation has to be on a higher power. Now, whatever you want to call it, God, Allah, which is the same, Yahweh, which is the same, whatever, Jehovah, Master Blaster, whatever you want to call it, there is a higher power, and I do believe that you have to bring yourself to the mercy of that higher power. You have to acknowledge that that higher power is much more greater than you and can do things that you can only imagine and ask for it to do. And I do believe that once that happens, then you will start to see a change within you that I don't know if you really can handle. And I know a lot of you are like, well, what are you doing? Hey, it's all a transition for me. I'm getting ready to do some things that I have been trying to do for a very long time. But I got some negative. Hey, let me tell you guys. I asked you the question, how hard is it to attain your dreams? I got some very negative people in my path. I got some very negative people in my path. And some come in sheep's clothing. They're wolves, but they come in sheep's clothing. Definitely. And you know, that's very hard to swallow sometimes. Just for the simple fact that I've had to learn the hard way about putting my trust in people. And I think, you know, having this radio show has shown me a lot about how people think. And if you don't know how people think about you, just sit back and watch. Just sit back and watch, and when you're in a rut, just watch how they treat you versus when you're on top or when you're winning, as they say. Watch how they treat you. You will quickly see you can't give it to people. You have to give it to God. Once you give it to God, then you'll start seeing dramatic changes, like I am seeing dramatic changes. But there's a long way to go. Number to call, 646-716-7106. I want you guys to understand that this is a free-for-all show. We're going to talk about it. We're going to get it out there, whatever you want to talk about on today's show, because this is what we do. I got this show for you. So I want you guys to give it all to me. 646-716-7106. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
to the youth, peace of mind is a virtue. Walk with me, I never will hurt you. I show you the road that I've been down. It's filled with numerous joys, pains, and letdowns. It's all in this life that we live in. The good, the bad, the ugly, and the unforgiving. For what it's worth, we strive to make the best of this. And pray to God that we dodge an early exit. Someone asked me if racism still exists. I replied, Escape the rules of the world. Life is like dodgeball. You get hit. Get up. Dodge again and again and again. Escapism.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminals, bastards, illiterates, uneducated,
people are rising
and whatever
up.
Negative characteristics you can think of, types of person.
Wherever they are the
teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And because
they are
of the impact that it had upon me and given me a desire to reform myself
Nairobi,
and rehabilitate
Kenya,
myself
Broadway,
for the first time
New York
in my life
City,
and
Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi,
that it had upon others,
Memphis,
this is what made
Tennessee,
me a
the cry is always
and
the same, we want to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call 646-716-7106. Guys, there is so many things that we need to talk about when it comes to our community and why sometimes we are not always seeing eye to eye. And we, and you know, I don't know if it's we're not seeing eye to eye or if we are just stuck in time. It makes me think time travel is real because some of us are stuck in time and we still doing the same things that we've been doing for the last 10, 15 years, fighting one another, being jealous, not wanting to help one another. And I don't understand it. I don't understand it. But I asked you at the beginning of the show, that why is it so hard to attain the dreams that we have set forth in front of us? And is it that we are in some toxic relationships? Is it that we have toxic people around us? What is it? What is it? Is it that we are still stuck in that bubble that we think is black versus white, which in some instances it still is. I'm not going to even say it in front. You know, racism is real. I don't think it's going anywhere because it's just too much to gain from it. I don't think it's going anywhere unless we decide that it has to be done with. But we have to really look at the circle that we put ourselves in. You know, I always say this, and I've taken this advice, and I do this once someone told me this, that if you're the smartest person in your circle, then you need to get a new circle. Because that circle has nothing to offer you. Really smart people, brothers and sisters in my circle. Really smart, smarter than me. And that's why I feel like I need to continue to be around them and continue to take the mentorship that they're giving me because I can learn. We always can learn from someone else. But at some point in time, we need to realize that this is not an external factor anymore when it comes to us not being able to succeed or not succeed as quickly as we want to. It's not external. Not all the time. A majority of the time now, it's definitely internal. We have to really look at ourselves and we have to really change, make those changes that we need to make within ourselves. Hey, those are harsh realities. I had to come before a harsh reality myself just so I could know, sorry guys, just so I could know that what I was doing wasn't all right. I had to fix some things. I want to, you know, I always play this, well, I haven't played this clip in a while, but I talk about advice to young blacks. And right now I think it's really prevalent. And the late Dick Gregory, the late great Dick Gregory, had given an interview, and he was talking about advice to young blacks. I want to play this clip right quick so you get an idea of where I'm coming from. And this is what we need to be teaching our young people. So here's the clip of Dick Gregory talking about his advice to young blacks.
And don't make the mistake that most of your mothers and fathers made. when I wake up in the morning, my prayer is not thank God I woke up. The Ku Klux Klan woke up this morning. The drug pushers woke up this morning. I thank God that I made another 24 hours in the most vicious, nasty, hateful, insane nation that's ever existed, with my wits, without hating, without being bitter, and without being mean. And I thank God that I survived 24 hours in that type of atmosphere, with the type of amusement and friendliness. And so I would say to young folks, don't be in a state of denial of the racism and sexism, but don't let that block you. Don't teach your children that you have to be twice as good as a white. That's an awful thing to teach your child.
Mm-hmm.
That's like saying because you're black, white America has a right to change your dollar for 94 cents. But we used to get 50 cents, and before that we used to get nothing. Young folks have to say, we don't want more change for a dollar. Excuse me, we want a full dollar's change for a dollar, or this cash register will never ring again.
Yeah.
I would also like for young blacks to understand that about 83% of all employment happened with small businesses. And excuse me, if you don't have a small business, then you have nobody to work for you. And I would say to young blacks, get into entrepreneurship. We will never catch up with white America till we get into business, because there's a thing called tax write-offs. And if you have a job and come together, 10 of you, and open up a corporation and have somebody run it, you hire somebody to run it, but you have tax write-offs. 98% of people that fly first class on airplanes would not be there if that wasn't a write-off. And yet, on that first class, they gave away last year $800 million, almost $1 billion of free whiskey. But if a welfare mother asked for some apple juice for the baby,
mm-hmm.
she'd laugh at.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say entrepreneurship. And then understand that we will never survive as a group until we get into communities and not neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
A community is, I control the police, the banks, the schools, the firefighters, and I control the flow of the money. And I have no problem when I go in a Jewish neighborhood and the shop owners are Jewish, and I go into an Italian neighborhood and the shop owners are Italian. I have a problem when I come in a black neighborhood and the shop owners is not me. A Korean has a right to come in and buy my shop for $30 million more than it's worth. That's good business. But if we decide that we're not going to do business with that one, then he'll have to sell it back, or she'll sell it back to a black person for $1 million.
Yes.
And then the money circulates and circulates, and that's how you change. We've been so busy dealing with the hurt and the pain and the misery and glamorizing a hand few that have made it, that we have never really looked at, like they say, your role model. If you haven't got a role model in your house, you should fall on your knees and
yes.
pray to God, because something is wrong.
Yes.
And so I would say to young folks, it's not about alcohol, but it's hard for me to say that to you when a five-year-old got to reach past mama's beer and papa's wine to get some mayonnaise. I would also say to young folks that the number one drug that will wipe you out is not cocaine, it's not heroin, it's marijuana. And they deliberately make that a recreation drug, but it stays in the muscles, it stays in the blood, and it will wipe out your memory bank. And also, this is the first time in the history of TB that TB has always been known as poor folks. It's the first time that TB is not running rampant in the ghetto. It's running rampant in middle-income white America, because it's the marijuana that they spray, and that's no accident. And so I would just say to young folks, you have to reevaluate everything you've been taught. I would say to the black folks that just because a black person is 90 years old don't mean they have wisdom, and you need to listen to them, because if you was dumb and stupid when you was 9, you're dumb and stupid when you 90.
Wow. That was the late, great Dick Gregory, courtesy of YouTube. He said so many things that I've been saying on the show forever. And at some point in time, we need to start listening. Now, I'm not even going to stop there. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, I'm going to play another clip that gets into finances. Guys, this is something that we really need to be concentrating on. There's so many young people that don't know anything about banks, banking accounts, how their checks are cashed, or whatever the case may be. They don't know these things. And we're not telling them. So I don't know. We got to get it together. We got to get it together, and we got to stay on it. We cannot just let this be a one-time deal to where we are speaking to our young people a little bit and then we let off of them. We got to stay behind them 150%. 646-716-7106. You're listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
Yeah, they better. I can't give up now. I'm focused, I'm hoping I motivate you to do better in life.
Do better in life.
I remember that time I was out on my own, couldn't keep on my life.
I couldn't keep on my life.
I sit back and laugh, it's ironic how now that my tongue got the power.
My tongue got the power.
I sit back and lean on full from all of these beasts I devour.
Yeah.
Know how when I'm chasing my dreams, gotta jump.
Yeah.
For these cowards who shooting instead of hands up. Industry nervous, I got them all shook.
Sure.
They afraid of my punchlines after my hook. We gotta get rid of metaphors. Why? He make us think too much.
What?
We gotta keep him out. If we let him in, then we can't say a bunch of dumb stuff.
Yeah.
We can't tell a bunch of lies.
Nope.
Can't rely on a hot beat. My homie Dole Ray taught me to flame on. I got three rappers in a hot
flame
seat. I'm telling my story, I'm giving it to you from my point of view. And I'm reaching the people that feel I'm the proof. Exercising your lyrics, you stretching the truth. I'ma do what I came for.
I'm giving
the game hope. I got prison bars. I'm spitting bad time. All these indictments, they saying I'm dope.
I'm dope.
I'm underground like the basement.
Yeah.
Somebody called Tigger, told them all I'ma make it. Drake said it best. I ain't trying to look like a lie to these niggas.
Nope.
I can't give up now.
I done came too far.
They don't wanna see me shine.
I can't help it, I'm a star.
I got tired of being broke. It ain't a good feeling. Everything I dream, I'm about to go and get it.
Just watch it, witness.
I got my shades on, I'm focused.
My shades on, I'm focused.
We in our zone, don't even approach us.
Cause we focused,
yeah.
If I see another time clock, might get mad and then punch it for real.
Punch it for real.
They killing each other, I'm killing these beats. Why can I get a deal?
Why can I get a deal?
Tell me how is it not adding up, but it's clear that I'm bringing some change.
I'm bringing some change.
Not once in a song did I mention a car, some clothes, or a chain. Let me mention some relatives strung out on drugs. That's why when he died, he was young and gave up. No one knew his pain, everyone had opinions. Survived by his daughter. I cried as I wished.
I cried.
His mama ain't been right since.
Nope.
Can you imagine the pain? I was the only child. It's kinda hard to stay sane. Put yourself in her shoes, but the size ain't the same.
But the size ain't the same.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just speak on real life when I speak on this mic.
When I speak on this mic.
Yeah,
yeah.
I done came too far to you turn at the light.
You turn at the light.
Yeah,
yeah.
I dreamed big and then captured it. Times got rough and I didn't have chapstick. Life is a and she ain't attractive.
Nah.
I'm defeating the odds.
I'm defeating the odds.
I was destined to win.
I was destined to win.
I stepped up my grind.
I stepped up my grind.
When I cut off some friends.
When I cut off some friends.
I'm as real as it gets.
I'm as real as it gets.
I go harder than pavement.
I go harder than pavement.
I just wanna wake up one morning and tell my whole family we made.
We made.
Can't give up now.
Can't give up now.
I done came too far.
I done came too far.
They don't wanna see me shine.
They don't wanna see me shine.
I can't help it. I'm a star.
I can't help it. I'm a star.
I got tired of being broke.
Broke.
It ain't a good feeling. Everything I dream, I'm about to go and get it.
Get it.
Just watch it. Witness. I got my shades on. I'm focused.
My shades on. I'm focused.
I got my shades on. I'm focused.
My shades on. I'm focused.
I got my shades on. I'm focused.
My shades on. I'm focused.
We in our zone. Don't even approach.
Don't even approach.
Cause we focused.
Tune in weekdays at 5 o'clock p.m. to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen or call in by dialing 347-945-7405. Again, that's 347-945-7405. And that's the voice of the community. So tune in to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call 646-716-7106. And during that commercial, it gave you another number, the 347 number. I think you can still utilize that number, too. I don't know for how long, but you can still utilize it right now. Take the time real quick to thank, South Philly, Chicago, Houston, Bakersfield, California, Seattle, Washington, Tacoma, Washington, it's so many. I said Little Rock, Arkansas. I also San Antonio, and a new one is Phoenix, Arizona. That is so. Thank you guys for showing the show some love, and I really appreciate it, guys. This show is being heard all the way in Norway. Just on this internet thing, it's being listened to in Norway, and it's a pretty good percentage too. I get those numbers also, so I really appreciate you guys supporting the show and listening to the show, whatever the case may be. But I still need those likes, guys. I need you guys to go on my Facebook page, the show's Facebook page. That's Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show, or you can just search on Facebook J Radio Show, and it'll take you to the show's Facebook page. Just click like. Simple. Click like and share. Click like and share. That's what I need for you to do. I need you to show me a little bit more love, and I promise you it'll be all good in the end. A few things I wanted to really touch on real quick, especially one that was in that song by Metaphor, Focus is called. And he's from Charlotte. Well, he's from the Dallas area, but he is in Charlotte, I think, Charlotte, North Carolina right now. But one thing that he said in that song that really, really makes me think, he said he had to cut off his friends to step up his grind. And I think a lot of us, don't really know what that means. Sometimes our friends can be our worst enemies, man. Sometimes our friends who say they're our friends are really not our friends. You get so preoccupied with things that you shouldn't be. Now, I know I just said that I need for you guys to go to the page and like it, but I do. But what I'm getting ready to say has nothing to do with that. We have so many people that call themselves friends, but will stop talking to each other because they don't like something on Facebook or they didn't like their friend's page on Facebook. We actually see people, we actually get upset because people don't like our page or don't like something we post. Now, my likes I'm asking you to put up there is for a total different reason. It's not because I want you to like the page. I do want you to like the page, but we need to generate some likes so we can get to another level so I can bring you even more of the very best in news talk. Because I'm telling you, it gets better. It gets a whole lot better. We just need the support. But one thing we have to understand, as I said before, is we're going to have to cut some people loose. Bad baggage will definitely hurt a dream. And it happens to all of us. Not saying that it has to be personal, that you have to, you know, go cut somebody out and then unfriend them on Facebook and just don't talk to them, period. But, hey, but let me tell you this. When I unfriend you on Facebook, if I have to unfriend you, hey, man, that goes for life, too. I'm unfriending you in life also. And I read that somewhere on Facebook, and I said, you know what? I definitely feel that way. If I unfriend you on Facebook or Instagram or Snap or whatever, or Twitter, I'll unfriend you in life, too. That means I don't have anything to do with you because it was something that you have done that has disrupted my growth and that's going to try and sabotage everything that I'm trying to build. You got to be able to pick up on that, y'all. And once you pick up on that, you got to be able to react to it. If that means you stop talking to someone that you've known all your life, you might just have to do that. If they're toxic, if they're understanding, you can go and talk to them. And tell them, hey, man, look, I'm trying, or girl, look, I'm trying to get somewhere, and here you go spreading all this negative energy, and I don't need that negative energy. But what do we do? Instead of doing that, we turn around and try to give them negative energy back. And when you stop your progress from your dream to combat negative energy with more negative energy, it's not going to work. And while you're sitting there fighting that negative energy, guess what? Your dreams are being forgotten about. You're not progressing anymore. You've halted progress to stop and entertain negative energy. And then when you don't reach your goal, which is very attainable, when you don't reach that goal, the person that you were sitting there fighting with and sharing all that negative energy with, 9 times out of 10 are going to say, man, I knew you wasn't going to be able to finish that. They might not say it to you, but they're going to say it. Or you got somebody else sitting back there in the background waiting on you to mess up so they can say, you know what, I knew it was going to end up like that. So at this point in time, who cares? Who likes your Facebook page or a post that you put up? Who cares? If it's something you feel strong about, post it. If don't nobody like it, so what? You put it up because you felt strong about it. You didn't put it up to get likes. You didn't put it up to get everybody's approval. That's your thought process. When you get angry that people do not like things that you post on social media, you're literally telling others that they have the right to tell you if what you posted is right or wrong. You're asking for their permission, their approval. It's not supposed to go like that, y'all. And that's why I say change your circle. Change your circle. Get some people in there that's healthy, that want to have the same things that you have, that really admire what you're doing and want to do everything they can to help you. Get those type of people in there. And I was going to play this clip about finance, but we're going to wait till Monday if we're going to play this clip, because Monday is going to be a more powerful, more serious-oriented show. And if you guys follow me on Facebook, on the show's Facebook page, you will get updates and you'll see who's going to be on next week's show. And I promise you, you don't want to miss any of them, because we're going to have some heavy hitters on the show next week, all week. And I can't wait, because I'm very excited. Something else, you know, that I'm really, really looking forward to. And, you know, you never know. I might announce my leap. My jump, as Steve Harvey says. It's coming, along with a lot of great things that's going on with the show. So I want to take the time now to thank each and every one of you guys. I appreciate you. You know, I appreciate the love that you guys have been showing me so far. And just continue to share, and like. And I know that might sound like an oxymoron from the conversation we just had, but if you listen to the show, you'll know why I say that. I need to get those likes and those shares, and I need for you guys to start really, really paying attention to the content on the show, because there's going to be a lot of great content. There's going to be a lot of great people I'm going to introduce you to, expose you to them, or expose them to you, my listeners, because I really want you guys to get the very best education, the very best information that you can, and apply it to your community, your lives, your homes, your children's lives, and just be progressive in trying to be successful. But as I tell you each and every day, I love you guys with the greatest love I know. It's the love of God, because He gives it to me each and every day. And I know that without God, I know I would not be able to stand here and talk on this mic and give you guys some of the wisdom that He has definitely given me and continue to give me, because this is what we need to do as a unit to make ourselves successful in our communities. We need to pass the buck. Not only do we need to support one another, we need to continue to support one another. You know, it's nothing wrong with helping someone get to the next level. I promise you, if you help someone get to the next level, when they get to that next level, they won't forget you. They won't forget you. Now, your spirit will tell you who you can help and who you can't. Don't just go out there helping everybody, because, you know, there are some people that just use your kindness for weakness. But there are some people who are trying to really get the point across to the communities that they talk to each and every day, or that they interact with each and every day. It's not external no more, guys. It's internal. We got to fix it ourselves. We can't wait for somebody else to fix it. And the way we do that is we monitor education. We monitor jobs, economics. We monitor our young people getting pregnant at a young age. We monitor our high school dropouts. We monitor the crime in our communities on the corner, the teenage prostitutes. We monitor those things. We stop turning our cheek and not paying attention to what's going on in our community. We have to monitor those things. We have to start reacting to those things. We have to start demanding some of the people that we put in office to put a stop to some of this. Our older people, our seniors, should not be afraid to come out on some of their porches and sit outside because they don't want to see what's going on in their community. Our young people should not be afraid to walk to the store. We should not be afraid to be who we are in public, or whatever the case may be. This is not how things go. And I promise you, if you guys continue to stick with me, we're going to climb up this ladder. And our stage is going to be more grander than it is right now. And I promise you, I will not forget you. Go to Jay Radio Show, or Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show Facebook page. Like it, share it, have your friends like it and share it so we can build and reach those 5,000 likes by the end of August. I think we can do it. I know we can do it. As I said before, I tell you guys each and every day, I love you guys with the greatest love I know, the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. Thank you guys for continuing to support the show. Go to the show's Facebook page. You will get updates, prizes, all that good stuff, and you will find out some of the over the weekend, you will find out who some of the guests will be on next week's show. You do not want to miss any show next week. We're going to get down and dirty. We're going to get down to some issues, especially in Gastonia. We're going to get down to some issues in the surrounding area. We're going to get down to what it is that we need to do to be successful. So you guys have a great, great weekend. And continue to be live and stay today.